What's the matter with your neck?
Praise the Lord. We needed to know when y'all's birthday was. Well, why didn't you tell us? We just passed his birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And he didn't even get a cake or nothing. JR, when is your birthday?
April
29th. April the 29th is his. We try to keep track of everybody's birthday. It's a special time, you know. One time God asked Caleb what he wanted for his birthday. It's in the Word of God. And he told him what he wanted, that he could inherit the promised land. And him, Joshua, was the only one that got to go in of all them Israelites, because there's only ones that could believe God. The rest of them was scared that they'd perish out there in the new land. Oh, you got to be committed. You got to be committed to the Lord, or you're not going to make it. You'll just spin your wheels like you're stuck in mud or something. You got to have a made-up mind, just like that song, "I'll Cling to the Old Rugged Cross." You got to have a made-up mind what you're going to do. This is a holiday weekend, so people are not here. I don't know. I don't understand. I want you to turn over to Revelations. It's the last book in the Bible. It's to the Laodiceans. I forgot to write down what chapter it was in. But it's the Lord speaking to the seven churches, and the one that he gave me was the Church of the Laodiceans, and I didn't write down what chapter it was, but this is a letter that was wrote to the pastor. It's called and to the angel of the church. In other words, that means the pastor of the church. Three things saith the Amen, the faithful, and the true witness. Now this is the Lord talking. He's the Amen. The beginning of creation of God. This is the Lord talking. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. If you think you can hide anything from God, you're mistaken. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. The Lord wants you to be on fire for God or cold. You do it one way or the other. You're either going to serve God or you're not. And if you're lukewarm, it says you get spewed out. Well, there's a lot of Christians today that are just lukewarm. They're not really seeking God like they ought to. And, you know, they go to church when they feel like it, or if they got some kind of a desperate need. But other than that, they ain't got no time for God. They'll go out to the lake, or they'll go somewhere, and they'll have a big barbecue, and they'll have a family get together, whatever. But God cannot be put up on a shelf until you got time for Him. He says He'll spill you out. You're either going to be on fire for God, or you're going to be cold. Don't mess around with it. You know, when I used to go out partying, my friends would get mad at me because I'd always end up getting drunk. And I said, well, isn't that what we come out here for? If you're going to live for the devil, live for the devil. If you're going to live for God, then live for God. Don't mess around and cause somebody else to stumble. You got to become steadfast and unmovable in following Jesus. Are you going to get led off by false doctrine? Are the world's going to pull you back? Something's going to happen. Your protection is being close to Jesus 24 hours a day. You can't put Him up on the shelf like you would put your car up for a few days and drive something else. You got to have a daily commitment that today you're going to listen to the Lord's direction. Today you're going to talk to Him. And the Lord showed me, Enoch walked with God in the cool of the day and talked to Him, had conversations with Him. And one day the Lord just carried him straight on to heaven, body and all. Because I think we've been created to have fellowship with the Lord God. One time I had a vision and I was laying in His hand. And he just had me right up here just listening to everything I was saying. And I don't remember what I was telling Him, but I was really telling Him all about it. And He said, that's why you were created, that we could have fellowship. The Lord wants you to talk to Him when you don't feel good, when things are not going right, when He's blessed you with something, in the good and the bad. Talk to the Lord. He's supposed to be first in your life. Above friends, above family, above your job. He's a jealous God. He wants to be first. If He can be first, there's a reason for that. Because if you put Him first, then all things will be added unto you. Just like that fellow that was going to the bank. He said, don't go to that bank today. Go over here. Well, at that time, that bank was being robbed. And he had been caught right in the middle of it. If you listen to the Lord, He'll direct your steps. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. He'll protect you out there. If you don't ever talk to Him, how are you going to have a relationship with Him? You know, we're running our mouth off at each other all the time. We don't have no time to talk to God. We're too busy. We should never be too busy to spend time with the Lord. I want you to read John, the 14th chapter, verse 12. How many in here is full of the Holy Ghost? Let me see, Ann. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, if you're not full of the Holy Ghost, you better be asking for it. See, there's God the Father and the Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, it's very important that I go back to heaven so I can send the Holy Ghost. He's the third part of the Trinity, and He's been sent to lead and guide, comfort, protect, anything that you need. The Holy Ghost is here. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's already done His job here. He come and died for you. so you could have eternal life. And when you ask Jesus in your heart, he'll come in. And he'll stay with you. If there's any leaving done, it's you walking off and leaving him. Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You got to be committed to the Lord. You got to be sold out to God if you're going to get anything from him. John the 14th chapter verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you. When it says verily, verily, if it says that twice, it means you better listen. This is important. This is Jesus talking. In some Bibles, this is wrote in red ink. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. What he's talking about is when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost that was in Jesus, you can walk in the Spirit and do those things that Jesus did. The Holy Ghost will do it through you. And the greater works is bringing salvation. See, Jesus had to die to bring salvation. So the greater works is you're able to bring somebody to the Lord. And that's more greater than any kind of healing or deliverance or anything. It's seeing somebody born again, saved, through the blood of Jesus. That's how come he came, so he could be a ransom for our sin. He was a sacrificial lamb that was slain to cover our awful sin. Now, how much of this works are we seeing these days that Jesus did? You mentioned devil, and the biggest majority of the churches is scared pea green. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the devil. What are you doing with it? You that are filled with the Holy Ghost, what are you doing? Are you whimpering and crying every time you see a devil? You don't have to run and find somebody to pray. Get a hold of it and say, in the name of Jesus, you leave it out of here. Jesus said, resist the devil and he'll flee. We invited this couple to come to that Hispanic service that we had. We had about 65 people here, and God was really moving. And they were sitting over there working a crossword puzzle book because they were scared to death. I thought they went to a spirit-filled church. And Fred told me, he said, well, we had never been in a service like that before where they speaking in tongues. You know, the Holy Ghost can speak in any kind of language there is because he's the creator of all languages. And he can speak even in the language of angels. The Holy Ghost is not stupid. He's very intelligent. You know, when God said, let there be, and he created the earth and the fullness thereof, it was the power of the Holy Spirit that went on it. A lot of the churches believe in God and they'll accept Jesus. They don't want to do about that Holy Ghost. No. I've suffered tremendously for my decision to believe in the Holy Ghost. My own family, some of them think I'm nuts. I don't care. The Bible says we're called to please the Lord and not people. Who do you think you're going to please anyway? You can't please nobody all the time. You better think about trying to please God. But I want to see a move of the Lord in this earth before he comes back. And he said when the enemy comes in like a flood, it's happening out there, isn't it? Now tell me, isn't it happening all around you? They're dropping dead like flies, killing one another, aborting babies, laying out so drugged up they don't even know who they are anymore. Jesus said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God is going to raise up a center. That God is going to start moving on this earth. And he's going to move through those people that are dedicated. He can't use a lukewarm Christian that has time for God maybe once a month. He's going to use them that's sold out and dedicated. Because they will give him the glory. You know, it says, oh, what precious ointment in earthen vessels. Your body is a temple of the living God. The Holy Ghost will come in and dwell with you, just like you asked Jesus in your heart. And He wants to use you. He don't just use preachers. He wants to use all of you with the Holy Ghost. We're the body of Christ. The arm can't do anything without the shoulder. Terry was preaching about that. We should all work together for the Lord. I thank God that He's willing to teach us the things of the Spirit if we're willing to learn. And it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, it said over here in the Old Testament that the curses of our ancestors is passed down to the third and fourth generation. If your ancestors did not live for the Lord, they've left curses against your life that will hinder you financially, physically, and spiritually. And we have the anointing to break those curses. You don't have to live under that anymore. Just because your ancestors was one way, no sign you have to be that way. There's a lady one time, she said, oh, my mama died when she was 50, I guess I will too. And I said, no, in the name of Jesus, that don't mean you're going to die when you're 50. If you live for Jesus, you can have long life. He said, long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Oh, I wish we could see a move of God. Hallelujah. I wrote down here, do you have the Holy Ghost? Ask yourself, do I have the Holy Ghost? Do I have everything Jesus died to purchase for me? Don't mess around with it. Take everything He's got. I help people pray that. Give me everything I need to serve Jesus. That's the kind of prayer God will answer. Are you spending any time with the Lord? Oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I got to get up and go to work. Well, get up in the middle of the night and pray. Pray on the way to work. Talk to Him while you're working. You don't have to pray out loud. Just talk to Him. Is He first in your life, or is your husband or wife first, or who's first? Who's first in your life? He's got to be first. Do you seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit? There's 9 gifts. And you can have all of them if you want them. You can have all the works of God that you want. You can go as far in God as you want to go. It's up to you. You can sit on the outer edges and not really receive much at all, and you'll make heaven. But if you want to see a great move of God, you're going to have to get down there and get with it. Me and my friends used to go dancing all night long. We'd close in places. I said, yeah, if you're going to live for the devil, live for him. If you're going to serve God, you better serve God. It says here, you're going to get spewed out if you're just going to mess around with it. We have people that don't come to church unless it's convenient, or if it's a holiday, you're not going to see them. If it's raining, you're not going to see them. If it's cold, you're not going to see them. And I can understand that when they come from a long ways. But if you can't make it to the church house, you can make it to some place where you can make an altar before God. It ain't always in the church house that you can seek the Lord. You can seek Him wherever you act. And the Lord told me the fires of destruction are coming. And it's falling all around us. And then He showed me that it was beginning to rain. It's a spiritual rain that's coming. In the middle of all hell breaking loose on this earth, there is a spiritual rain that's going to come upon God's people. And they'll be satisfied. Are you close enough to the Lord that when you're in trouble and you call on Him, He'll hear you? The Bible says He hears the cry of the righteous. You have a great opportunity to be in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. And it says, choose you this day whom you shall serve. It's, he ain't going to make you serve him. He gave you a free will to choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And I'll tell you what's coming up. The Battle of Armageddon. That's where Jesus shows up. He's coming back. And he's coming back with 10,000s of angels. And he's going to finish that battle over there in one day. It said, the blood will flow 184 miles long up to the horses' bridles. Now that is a bloody war. But I think the righteous that are in that battle will be protected. They're the only ones going to come out of it. It says in Psalms 91 that 1,000 will fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it will not come near you. If you're under the blood of Jesus and walking with the Lord, you have his divine protection. So I give my angels to keep charge over you. What more could you ask for? And you may suffer need for a while, but God said, I'll never see my seed forsaken nor begging bread. There's lots of people out of work, lots of people having financial difficulties. But if they got the Lord in the house, they're going to make it. They may not know how, but they're going to make it. God has a covenant with you if you serve him. You don't have to be afraid. Well, wasn't it during that hurricane that one of them people died with a heart attack? Was it the hurricane or the tornado? What was it? One of them died with a bad heart, had a heart attack. That's in Matthew 24. It says, people with the men's hearts will fail them with fear for what's coming on the earth. When they overhear that hail was hitting that sliding glass door that big around, it beat up both our vehicles. But I started getting scared, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, no harm shall come to thee. And it stopped, and it went right on. You're going to have to trust him in the midst of trouble. I think Daniel did. They told him he had to shut up praying, and you think that stopped that man? He opened his window where they could all see him. And he kept on praying 3 times a day. So they took him, and they put him in the lion's den. They kept them lions hungry. That's the way they used to do away with people. They'd throw them in the lion's den and let them lions eat them. And God shut the mouths of them lions. And the king went to see about him the next morning, and he said, I'm okay. And they let him out. And they decided his God was bigger than the God they had. The three Hebrews, it was thrown in that fiery furnace. And they said, we don't know if God's going to deliver us or not. We're not going to bow down to your God. What if they come to you someday and they tell you, you're going to have to be a Muslim or we're going to cut your head off. What are you going to do? You're not going to die for somebody you don't really know. If you have a relationship with Jesus, he'll bring you right through that. They'd be the ones that drop dead, not you. Bible says the saints shall inherit the earth. I believe what's in this. You know, people died to preserve this Word of God. They literally gave their life to preserve these scriptures. And we need to read this book and find out what it has to say. Read the book of Acts. It don't end like any of the others because there's no end to it. It's still going on. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And the religious spirit has watered down the Word of God. Just like Fred said, well, we had never been in a service like that. Well, you don't know what you're missing. Jennifer's dad brought that man out here that they sent him home to die. Did you tell them about it, Jennifer? They sent him home to die, and he was white as a sheet, white as that paper right there. They brought him out here. And God healed him. He said his liver was gone, his spleen was gone, his gallbladder was gone, and his pancreas was gone. And his blood sugar was 800. And God healed that man, and he's working and running. Jesus hadn't changed. The Holy Ghost hadn't changed. He's still the same. It says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. They come against me because I'm a lady preacher. Well, it says that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. What does prophesy mean? Preaching. I'll tell you right now, I've got a title, and it's called the Crazy Lady Preacher. That's what they call me around there at City Hall. So if you don't want to associate with me, you can dismiss yourself anytime you want to. We had to literally hire a lawyer and fight to build this church. We could have threw in the towel. I did the first time because I didn't have JW to help me. That was in 94. You know what? You can have trouble in the will of God. You can get jumped on to in the will of God. But you're called soldiers, and you better learn how to endure. Someone makes fun of you, calls you Christian, don't go running, bawling home and hide somewhere. Say, praise God! Thank you, Jesus. Look what all they tried to do to Paul. Every time he turned around, the devil was trying to kill him. And they could not kill him until his work was finished. And when they come to get him to cut his head off, he said, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and now I will go and receive my reward. The devil can't kill you. Not till God's finished with your life here. You've been sent here for a purpose. And it's just not just to line up pews. You've been sent here to help one another do a work for God. And then you can go home. I want the Lord to tell me I did a good job. That's my goal. I want God to tell me someday that I did a good job. That I done what He asked me to do. I'm not interested in worldly riches or having recognition or being known as some great big something. Jesus called himself a servant, didn't he? And he was the Son of God. Even if you're called to be an apostle or whatever, why do you need to go around talking about it like that? On Facebook, they got all these apostles, haven't they, there? Prophets and apostles. I bet they ain't neither one of them ever cast out a devil. They have them chairs like big thrones that they sit on. That's not what God wants us to do. He wants us just to be simple and childlike and do whatever He asks us to do. That's all He wants. We met a man that down at the post office, and he's from the Philippines, and J.W. gave him a cap and gave him a cap to his wife, and he said, I'll come preach for you. I said, well, we got plenty of preachers, you know. We don't have any money. You know, that's what it's about, money. I said, we don't have any money. Peter and John says, we don't have any money. But such as we have, we give unto you. And that crippled man been laying there forever begging. And the Holy Ghost healed his legs and raised him up, and he went leaping and dancing and praising God. The only riches we have is in Christ Jesus, and that the Bible says, oh, what precious ointment in earthen vessels. That's the anointing. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Don't ever get your eyes on a preacher. They'll let you down somewhere. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the one who died for you. That's all I got to say this morning, is I know that it's fixing to get real dark out there. It's gradually picking up. And there's going to come a day when the church house will fill up. When they get to the end of their own self. As long as everything's going good, they don't need God. You wait till things start falling apart. Everything starts going downhill. They can't sleep at night because the demons is giving them nightmares. And they're going to be getting ready to find some place to go get help. I've been back there. When I first come to the Lord, I didn't have nobody to help me, and I was so full of devils. And they'd line up around my bed at night and try to drive me nuts. I had a big old Bible that I slept with. And I knew one Assembly of God lady. She knew nothing about spirits, but she quote me the same scripture over and over and over. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I quote that scripture to all them demons. And I hadn't slept in, I don't know when. One night here comes this thing, and he looked like he'd been dead about 6 months. And he got to my bedroom door, and he was hideous looking. He looked like a dead person that his flesh was eat off. I mean, he was hideous. And I looked at him, and I was past being afraid because I was so tired. I said, if you don't leave, I didn't even know how to pray. I said, if you don't leave, I'm going to tell Jesus. And that's all God was waiting for me to make some kind of resistance. And it turned, and it started to go, and then it tried me one more time. And I said, get out of here in the name of Jesus! And that's the last time they all come around. That was it. And then right after that, God got me some help. Put me with somebody that knew about demons to get me delivered. But you can never be afraid of Satan. You know, when Gideon was getting his army together, he had, I don't know how many did he have? He had a bunch. Ended up with 300. He said, everybody's scared, go home. Well, he was left with 300. And God took that 300 and defeated a huge army. You know what? If he can have one person that's willing to go all the way with him, there's no telling what all God can do for you. You just got to decide how far you want to go in the Lord. How much do you want of Jesus? How hungry are you to know the Lord? And if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. That's what the Bible says. You got to desire God's presence. You know, Moses, he said, I'm going to go see what this is up on this mountain, this smoke. And he come face to face with God Almighty. And he come back down off that mountain and his face was all lit up. He put a cover over his face. You know, God is light. And when you're all lit up and walking in the Lord, people can see Jesus in you. They see you're different. And they want to know what you got. People are searching right now. They're searching. What is there? What is our anchor in this storm? Jesus. Jennifer's grandpa wore his body out working for the Lord. Made so many trips back and forth to Mexico. So many trips. Never one time complaining. You know, in New Mexico, it's a hard work down there, and there's never enough. There's always a need of more and more and more for those poor people. And now we can't go because there's not as many bodies in these dumpsters.
they're cutting these people up in pieces and putting them in dumpsters, and they don't allow anybody across the border for their own sake. What if that comes in the United States? What are we going to do? We're going to run and hide, or we're going to trust in the Lord? I think it was on Facebook I saw that Obama was going to let 80,000 Muslims in the United States. Is that how many it was? 80,000 Muslims. And they've been trained to kill Christians. You know that? We got a president that's Muslim. And they've been trained to kill Christians. They don't like Jesus. But you know what? If the church would stand up, we have the victory. Jesus said, I give you power over all this stuff. We need to be a witness for the Lord. And the only way you can be a witness, Mitch, God gave you that job over there. Put all them kids under you. And he's stretching you like a rubber band. But you're going to be strong and steadfast and mature in God. You think that ain't a spiritual battle? It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. And the Lord's watching you, see how you're going to handle it all. It's part of your school in the Holy Ghost. And you will have the victory. You take it to God every day. Take it for God and bind the devil to them kids. Bind the devil to that other place. Wherever you at, that's your battleground. Instead of saying, I just hate my job, why don't you turn and use it for good? I used to clean them filthy apartments. And I'd go in there. I cleaned houses for 30 years. By the way, who wants to be a toilet scrub? But it's what God gave me to do. And I put that Bible in the middle of the living room floor and I said, Satan, I'm here. And I clean all them devils out of there and then I start cleaning in the natural. One time I was cleaning this house, first time I've been there. And I got to the office and something threw me to the floor and I broke out in a sweat and I was nauseated. And I looked up and here's this big old statue of a false god. And their little boy is sick all the time, and he's sleeping upstairs, and the mom and dad is sleeping downstairs, and that demon is affecting him physically. And I called them at work and told them, and they became Christians, and they broke that thing, and they're serving God today. Wherever you're at, work for God there till he moves you out. You get past that. Oh, we prayed about some trouble on your job, and God moved that fellow right on down the road, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ain't no need to grunt about it. You better take it to God if you want any changes done. That's just the way it is. He's in charge of everything. God is. He is in charge. I'm going to sell my chickens. I'm going to get rid of all my plants. It's just stuff I have to take care of that takes so much time that I'm going to grow from God. I've reached that place in my life, you know.